Okay, we're up to Samach Gimel Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top, where it says we're talking about the story where the two, where the Chacham, with his Hananya, the brother of Rabbi Yeshua, Hanina, he was Mekadesh to Chodesh in Chutz La'aretz, which is something he's not supposed to do. So they got upset at him, and they came, the two Chachamim came and told him that he's doing something wrong. And basically, whatever he paskin, they paskin the other way. So Bishlamahu matar v'hei matame. It makes sense to say that he was matar something and they were matame yet. L'chumra, they're going l'chumra. Ella, the other way around. Hu matame v'hei matarin. He's matame and they are matarin. Hei chihavi. How could they do that? For Tanya. Chacham shetame ein chavera v'shai l'tayr. Aser ein chavera v'shai l'hatir. Kosavri, they held. But they had to make a macha. They had to show. We don't want anyone following him. Even though generally that's the rule, we're making an exception here. We're not allowing this.
No kol kari?
Yeah. Tana Rabbanan. When the Chachamim came to Keren B'Yavne, Hayisham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Noach, Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, and they're all sitting around. Pasku kulam b'chvod achsanya v'darshu. They all gave a drasha. They all spoke to the host, right? Pasach Rabbi Yehuda Rosh Hamadabrim. Rabbi Yehuda was always the one who was given the cover to speak first. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda was the one in the story of Shirin Bar Yochai, which we're going to get to in like 34 days from now. He was the one that didn't criticize the Romans. So the Romans told him, from whenever there's a gathering of rabbis, you always have to speak first. So he's the Rosh Hamadabrim. B'chal Makom, everywhere. B'kavod HaTorah, V'darash. He said like this. Moshe took his tent, unatolo michutz l'machane, and he put it michutz l'machane. But l'dvarim kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma aron Hashem, shelo haye meirachok, el shnei mazar mil, the aron Hashem that was 12 mil away, right? The aron Hashem, shelo haye meirachok, el shnei mazar mil. The most it could be away was 12 mil. Why? Because the whole camp was 12 mil. So the furthest way it could be from anybody, Amr Torah. Boy called Mavakesh Hashem Yotel Omoed. Anybody who wanted it could come learn. So Talmud Timin Chachamim, Shehalchim, Meir Leir, Umin Medina LeMedina, Lulmod Torah, Alachas Kama Vakama. Right? So it says, V'dabar Hashem El Moshe, Ponim El Ponim, face to face. Amr Vitzchak, Amr Lachadish Baruch Le Moshe. Moshe, Aniv Ata Nazvir Ponim Halacha. Let's engage each other in Halacha. Like face to face, we'll have like a, you know, we'll learn together, Bechavrusa. Ikad Amri, Kacham Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu, L'Moshe. Kishem Sha'ani Hizbarti Lecha Panim, just like I explained it to you, to your face. Kachat the Hezbir Panim Yisrael. So too, you should do the same thing to Klai Yisrael. The Hechzer, all of them come on. Go back to live with everybody else. What are you doing outside? What are you doing with L'Machana? Yishav L'Machana, Amr B'Yavah, Amr Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu, L'Moshe. Achshav Yomru, Nipal gets like this. Harab Bekat, Hashem is angry. Vatalmid Bekat. And Moshe is also angry, right? No one. So Yisrael matahelehem, what's going to be with Yisrael, right? V'im atamazir olam kol mutav. If you go back, good. V'im lav, and if not, Yeshua benun talmedecha mishareis tachtecha. Right? Then Yeshua your talmid will take over. V'hanu d'chiv v'shav el hamachane. Omar Rava afal pikein lo yotza adavar levatala. When someone says something, when a tzaddik Hashem, of course it comes true. Shenemar mishareis Yeshua benun na'ar lo yom shetocha olam. He was always there, Yeshua, and he became the successor. Vod pasach Rabbi Yehuda b'chavad atar v'darash. Rabbi Yehuda then said the next part. Haskeis u'shma Yisrael. Right, gather together and listen up, Yisrael. Hayom hazeh ne'yisa la'am. Today you're a nation. This is at the end of 40 years in the desert. V'chi osa hayom nitna Torah li'Yisrael. Today Torah was given. V'lo osa yom sofar barim shana. This is after 40 years. Elamdecha shechaviva Torah alamdua b'chol yom v'yom ki yom shenitna mehar Sinai, to teach you that the Torah is as dear to people that learned it each and every day as if it was given on Har Sinai that day. Amr of Tanchem Breid of Yochia ish Korako Teda Shri Adam Korak Kriyashma Shachwitz v'arvis v'erev echad einah korei. One we test Shema every goes to Midian every day, morning, night, and one day he doesn't go for whatever reason. So domo kimisha lo korak Kriyashma v'olam. It's like as if he never said Kriyashma. A little harsh, but I guess the sentiment is true. Next, haskes, it says haskes, we gather around. Also, kitos, make groups. V'asku b'torah, and engage in Torah. L'fisha ena Torah niknas ela b'chabura. Because Torah is only given, it's very hard to learn Torah by yourself. It's very hard to be a gadol and to grow in Torah without learning with other people. Impossible. K'yegdub Yossi, Baruch Hanina. D'amar b'zir b'chanina, ma'y d'chziv, harav habadim nolu. I'm sorry, cherev badim nolu, cherev al saneim, shal tamid chachamim, shioshim bad b'bad. They sit alone, v'oskim b'Torah. And they learn Torah alone, those people wither away. V'lo'od el shemetapshim k'siv. They become foolish, they become more, less smart. K'siv hacha v'no'alnu, v'k'siv hasam asher no'alnu, and it says over there, asher no'alnu, which means to wither away. V'lo'od el shechotim, they're also sinners. Shenemar v'asu chatanu, yeah. Ibai zeh mehacha, another v'art, no'alnu, sare, tzoein, dover acher, haskez, u'shma Yisrael, gather together. What does that mean? Kitato atzmechem al divrei Torah. You should like cut yourselves al divrei Torah, which is kedam Rish Lakish, like the word of Rish Lakish. Dam Rish Lakish, menayin she'ein divrei Torah mitzkayim and el b'misha meimis atzmo le'ah. How do you know that you have to that Torah is, it will be Torah is not mitzkayim on some unless they die for it, not willing to die. They die over it. That means they die over Torah. Shenemar zos haTorah adam ki yomis ba'ohel. Davar acher, has kesu shema Yisrael, has, first be quiet, v'achakach kiseis, and then you can learn deeper, which is kidrava, damar rava, lalam yilmat adam Torah, first you learn Torah, v'achakach yehege, and then after that you go in depth. What does that mean? That means first you have a broad knowledge of Torah. Once you have a broad knowledge of Torah, then you can go in depth. Then you can go into the specifics, right? Which nobody learns like that, by the way. Nobody learns like that. Who learns broadly? And then, what? Yeah, but we don't learn it in depth.
You gotta start somewhere.
You gotta do your best. I'm a debate Rabbi Yanai. My dechiv, what does it mean?
They don't start doing Ian immediately. It's like going through Gemara.
Yeah, but when they get older, they don't. Like, the way to do it is, let's say, learn Bava Kama. So the way to do it is clear the whole Bava Kama Mishnayot.
Come back.
Then start. No one does that. But whatever, everyone's got their way, everyone's got their method, but it's a Gemara here, that's it. It's a good thing. You get a broad knowledge, and once you have a broad knowledge, then you can start going learning in depth. I'm not criticizing anybody, it's the Gemara says, it's fine. I'm not sure what this means. Kimit, I'm not sure what this means. Kimit chalev yoti, chalav, the mitz of the juice, the chalav comes out, chema, like butter, umit af yoti dam, and the mitz of af, the juice of anger, takes out blood, umit apayim, and the mitz of apayim, mot yoti riv, sends out argument. The miatamoti chema shel Torah, who sends out the butter of Torah, which Rashi here says, doesn't say no. That they say over here that means that the smoothness of Torah, that the butter is so smooth, it's such a easily not hard, the opposite of hard, such an easy spread. The mi shemak yechelev shiyonak mishte imo. The one who throws up the blood, the milk that he suckled, the suckle from his mother. What does that mean?
He takes it in easily and then he spits it out and shares with other people.
Takes it in easily and then he shares it with other people.
You got that from this?
Yeah.
Good. Is that?
What else
did it do for? I don't know what this meant. I didn't know what it meant.
He's talking about who shares his Torah with others.
Right.
So he takes it easily when it's fed to him as a kid and he grows with it and then finally has some for everyone else. He shares it with them.
Right. Okay. Umit af yoti dam. Kol tam b'chakoisel of rabba par bishon of a shotek. If the Rebbe gets angry at the Talmud.
Distracting it from his learning.
Right.
Take the butter. Milk is what is the original product. And you extract the butter from it.
So milk is the original product. And then you go take that and you make butter out of it. It's like taking Torah and making chidushim. Okay. Then we said the next one is umit af. Anger brings out dam, which means any time a chacham. But the Rebbe gets angry at him. For show's sake. And he's quiet. He lets the Rebbe go on a rant. Zoche lahavchin bein dam tami l'dam Torah. You're going to be zoche to know the difference between dam tami and dam Torah. In other words, the Rebbe gets angry at you. You don't say a word. You're zoche. Umit apayim yotzi riv. Kol talmud shekoyis l'rav par mishona ushnia b'shosik. Zoche lahavchin bein dinim amaris l'dinim nefashos. You'll be able to tell the difference between dinim nefashos and dinim amaris. The first time it said dam. Now it says dinim amaris dinim nefashos. What's the story? It's not. Rabbi Shmuel Omer harotashi is chakim yasek b'dinim amaris. You want to become smart? Dinim Amaris is on a higher madriga than Hilchas Nida. We wouldn't think that. because there's karis involved with lechazidah, so it might be more consequences. The stakes are higher, but in terms of real chachma, no, dinei mamon is where the action is. She'ein lecha meksuva b'torah yotzer mehen she'ein kimin noveya. There's nothing. No other area of Torah has such a deep well to it. Amar Shul by Nachmani, my dechsev im navalta beis nasei v'im zom is yad lepeh kol hamenavel atzmal divrei Torah. You novel yourself on Divrei Torah? He what?
He
shamed yourself. So for let's not say. Right, you don't question your rabbi. You keep asking. You're not embarrassed to keep asking questions, right? Then, so for let's not say. You'll be uplifted.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way, 100%.
He makes himself like
yeah, you always want to know the answer. Either drive the rabbi nuts. That's okay. That's what the rabbi's there for, right? And they might not realize that sometimes that's what they're there for. But and if you keep doing that and you lower yourself, you'll get uplifted. The imzam yad lapeh. And if you're quiet, it's like you're putting your hand on your mouth, like you're nothing gained. Next, pasuk from Nehemiah b'kvod atzanya v'darish. My dechlev says v'yomer shol al keni. Shol said to the keni, lechu go suru redu mitoch hamaleki. Go around the maleki. Pen osifcha imo v'yato asisa chesed in b'nei kol b'nei Yisrael. Now v'alodvar kavachomer. My Yisro. This is Yisro's descendants. Shlo Karvas Moshe. El Lechvar Atzmo. I'm not sure what that means. But they only were Mechavid Moshe for their own kavod. I don't know what that means. Anyway, Kach. So too. Ham Arech Tamachachem B'soch Beso. You invite a Tamachachem to your house. U'machilo, u'mashkeu, u'maheno, minachosav. Alachas Kamen V'kama. All the more so. I'll do another minute. Pasach of Yossi B'chvar Achsanya V'darosh Lo Shasai V'adomi. It says, don't bother the Edomite. Kiachi Chahu, because he's your brother. He was a stranger in your land. Listen to this Gemara. They enslaved you, and they tortured you, and they killed the babies. Shenemar. No, I skipped the line. You're not allowed to kill the Mitzri. Why not? Because they at least gave you what to eat. Even though they tortured you and enslaved you and killed the babies, but still. Right. So, but there's one, therefore, can you imagine if you treat someone nicely? Right? Imagine? Okay. Should we stop here? All right, we'll stop here. And everybody have a very good day, and we'll resume tomorrow. So we'll finish the Masechta tomorrow, and then Friday morning we start Masechta Shabbos.